It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Welcome back. Getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's Benedictine College basketball doubleheader here on Care Radio. Ladies game, well, it was a runaway for the Lady Ravens, Benedictine, with an impressive win in game one. And if you look around the conference, not only did Benedictine win 82-44 in their game, the other two 12 o'clock games went, I think, pretty much as people might have expected. In St. Louis, it was Missouri Baptist getting by Graceland 77-62. And Clark on the road or at home today drops one to Peru State. Peru winning it in the ladies game at noon 78-67. So with those games talked about and the games going on in the ladies side at 2 o'clock coming up here like now, you've got Missouri Valley at Culver Stockton. You got Grandview going to Central Methodist. Baker is at home again with Park, and it will be Mid-America at William Penn. Those are going to be the 2 o'clock ladies' games, and then their guys' games will follow at 4 o'clock. But Lady Ravens with a big win, and now it is time for game two here on Care Radio as the BC men. They come into the game winners of 4 of their last 5, playing some pretty good basketball. And they're going to end their game this afternoon at 14-11 on the season, 10-7 in conference play, and continuing to be in a good spot to hang on to and keep playing well as they are, pick up up to maybe 17 wins and really put themselves in a good spot moving into the conference postseason tournament. Mount Mercy's coming into the game today at 12-13. They'd love to get to 500, and they're 7-10 in the conference. By the way, not only is there a great crowd on hand, but there was a little pageantry between the games, as we've been seeing a lot of them lately. Senior Day here in Cedar Rapids is Mount Mercy, their final regular season home Saturday game. So speaking of home games, here's what you got to do. You got to pull out that calendar, okay? You know, you got the day timer, you know, the old paper kind of calendar, or you have some fancy one on your smartphone or on your computer at home or at work that keeps track of all your schedules and the places that you got to be. Well, where you got to be on Wednesday is in the Nolan Gymnasium, because it will be the final regular season home game of 25-26 for Benedictine. Ravens are going to be at home. They're going to be hosting Park. Ladies game at 5:30. The guys game at 7:30. Now, this is not to say there's not going to be another home game, but it will not be a home game with both teams. Okay, in the conference tournament, it will be the ladies' games and the guys' games alternating nights, so there would be only one game in the evening. So if you want to see the men and women's team, here is your last regular season chance to do that. And for the Benedictine guys, frankly, it's going to take a few things to fall here and there for them to get a home game in the postseason tournament. So Lady Ravens, it would look like are in pretty good shape for that to happen. So again, Wednesday, Ravens at home. Then a week from today, BC will wrap up the regular season on the road. We'll be with them, of course, as we are with the Ravens at in Olathe and the Cook Family Arena. And how about that, man? Benedictine at Mid-America. So that's going to be a huge game next Saturday here on CARE. But right now, we're getting set to go to the guys' game. And PA guy, he's going to introduce the starters to the crowd here this afternoon. Let me introduce them for you. First of all, for Mount Mercy, okay? Mount Mercy is going to be starting. Well, it's a team, and you're going to notice this, I think, with a really strong international flavor. You're going to have 6-foot senior guard Cameron Williams. He's out of Covington, Washington, came out of Pierce College. Then out of Seville, Spain, is a 6-foot-1-inch senior guard, Julio Faria. Then it'll be Dmitri Nikolic, a 6-foot-5-inch senior from Serbia. Caden Schroeder is a hometown guy right out of Cedar Rapids right here, went to Jefferson High School. And then rounding out the starting five from Sydney, Australia, it is going to be the 6-foot-11. That's right. That's not a typo. The 6-foot-11, Jordan Willis. And he's a senior. And again, out of Sydney, Australia. He's a tall young man. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody and associate head coach John Peer. Benedictine, there's going to be one little shakeup in the starting group tonight. First of all, it's going to be Preston Reynolds, the 6-foot-1-inch grad student out of Leawood, Kansas. You're going to get Jack Vanderwoody from Noakesville, Virginia. He is a 6-foot-2-inch junior guard. Declan Sullivan at 6'1", the sophomore out of South Bend, Indiana, runs the ball club from the point spot. You move down to Bryson LaRue. He's been fantastic. What a great career he's having at Benedictine, a 6-foot-2-inch senior guard from Lee Summit, Missouri. And today for the Ravens, starting at the post position, it's going to be Drew Purdy. He's a sophomore, 6'8". Hometown is Olathe. So for Benedictine, it will be Preston, Jack, Deglin, Bryson, and Drew. And for Mount Mercy, it will be Williams, Faria, Nikolic, Schroeder, and Willis. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. And for Mount Mercy, it's going to be kind of a dove gray, okay, machine gray with blue and white lettering and trim. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. College basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. Benedictine is going to have Purdy in center circle to jump it off. And quite obviously, it will be the 6-foot-11 Jordan Willis coming into the center to jump it off against Benedictine for Mount Mercy. And as the ball goes up, there is no comparison. It'll belong to the Mustangs. We're underway. Men's college basketball on CARE this afternoon. The drive into the lane, the hook shot is going to roll, and it's around, and it's up, and it's good. And as quickly as that, Mount Mercy is going to collect the first bucket of the ball game, and they're going to break out on top at 2-0. We are literally 20 seconds into the afternoon. Pass comes out on top. Ravens are going to work it around here. Jack, he'll square up, goes three, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound, Purdy has it underneath, and a defender reaches in, and is it going to be a foul called? There is. The official stops. Kind of gets a little look back to make sure that he's going to call the foul on the correct guy. And it'll come back in again too. Benedictine. Raves out on top. Here's Bryson for three. Doesn't get it. And a rebound pulled down by MMU. So for Benedictine, their first quick couple of shots, not going to be good. That foul was, by the way, on Dmitri. And the bucket was good a minute ago by Faria. And a shot goes up, missing, rebound, Benedictine. Here come the Ravens. We're just a little over a minute into the ball game. BC trails it 2-0. Vanderwoody has it, comes out on top. Preston into the deep left corner. Drew. He's a good perimeter shooter. Big guy who can also shoot from the outside. And here's a runner from the left side. Up the good for Bryson LaRue. And Benedictine is going to tie the game at 2. 18 and a half to go in the opening half. Mount Mercy with a basketball. We'll look into the middle. Run a little cutter. Following with a second cutter. Unable to get it to either of those. And here's a shot leaning in, taking it off the window. And it is going to be up and good. And nicely done in there by Caden Schroeder, his first points. Mount Mercy goes back up at 4-2. We're 2 minutes in. BC, top side, driving. LaRue turns, spins, shoots. Round and round it goes, and it'll go in. Bryson with all 4 points for Benedictine, and we're tied once again at 4. 17 minutes and 50 to go in the opening half. Final from down the road just a little bit. Iowa State surges late in the game and comes away with a 74-56 win over Kansas. And now, here's a shot up a good Mount Mercy with the bucket. How about that? Mount Mercy goes back in front at 6-4. 17-27 to go. And Nikolic will have his first points of the game. 3 buckets for Mount Mercy, 3 different guys on the scoreboard. And for Benedictine from underneath, Drew Purdy off the glass for 2. We're tied again now at 6. 3 minutes into the game. These two teams, I feel like playing cautiously. Each one feels like there's a lot involved for them. For Benedictine, securing that playoff spot and maybe making any kind of a run at the possibility of slipping up to the 4th spot and getting a home game. And for Mount Mercy, that outside chance that they can make the tournament, and they would love to see that. Now BC coming up with the steal. Ravens into the forecourt. They'll have it up top side. Preston over to the left side to Deglin. Sullivan, little hook pass back to the outside. Baseline 3. Drew Purdy off the mark. No good. Rebounding back down is going to be Mount Mercy. Here come the Mustangs at 16-20 to go in the first half. MMU racing into the forecourt. Over to the right side is Faria. They'll swing it off on top. The feed underneath. The shot is up. Missing. Rebound Ravens. Here comes Jack. He'll drive and shoot and score Vanderwoody for 2. Ravens with their first lead of the afternoon. It is an 8-6 Benedictine advantage 4 minutes in. Big guy's going to take it up top side. Pivot with the left foot. Look into the middle. There's no room there. Brings it back out to the point. Gets it there to Nikolic. He'll drive in. Kiss it off the window. No. The follow shot is up and no. And a rebound Benedictine. Here come the Ravens. Look away, bounce pass left side, and BC in that transition try to kick it over to the corner to Jack, but it's going to get away and go out of bounds. Now we will get multiple substitutions into the ballgame for Mount Mercy, and I'm not seeing Coach Moody making any changes. We're going to get Price and Freed and Yamowski into the game for MMU. Here's a skip over to the left side, and the two-handed throwdown is going to be up and in. And the bucket inside by Willis. Aiden Price has come into the game. He is a 6'3 guard from Phoenix, Arizona. You're also going to have Aiden Yamowski. He is sport number 23, a 6'4" guard from Toddville, Iowa. And rounding up the new guys in the game is going to be Jackson Freed, a 6'7" Bondurant, Iowa native. Here comes Benedictine with a shot from the outside by Jack. Doesn't go in. We are tied at 8. The drive down the left side, a little contact and a bump, and that's going to be Preston Reynolds picked up in the personal foul. So Preston picking up his first. We're going to get a timeout as we're under 5. Taking a break. 14:42 to go in the opening half. Benedictine, Mount Mercy, we're tied at 8.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
.14:42 to go in the opening half from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Benedictine and Mount Mercy tied at 8 apiece. Senior day for MMU. And an appropriate kind of crowd reflecting that special game. Benedictine had their senior day a week ago up in the Nolan Gymnasium. And again, they're going to be home for the last time in the regular season on Wednesday. So you got to get up to the Nolan to take in that game, Benedictine and Park. Here we go. Out on the floor for the Ravens. Does coach make a couple of changes? He's got to make a change. Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwood. He's out there with Deglin Sutherland, Bryson LaRue, and now you got Gabe Sidgwick in the game. And here we got a three that is on its way and up and good. 3-point shot for MMU. Yamowski, just coming into the game, knocks that thing down. And Mount Mercy goes up 11-8 at the 14-20 mark of the first half. Benedictine with it on the right side. Preston will dump it into the corner. Baseline jump shot for three, off the mark. Nope, rebound to go back down. Here come the Mustang. Ravens right now struggling just a little bit early in the ball game. They're hitting a third of their shots. They're 0 for 6 from outside. Here's a long three, rims out for Mount Mercy. And Gabe will rebound it down. Benedictine's going to run it up the other way. Cross the lane, the pull-up jump shot. Rims off, will not go down for Bryson. Mount Mercy, quickly back. MMU takes a look at over to the left side. Gets it there to Freed. Out on top, Price. Ravens will stay with the player defense, and they're kind of widening it out. Mount Mercy spreading the floor a little bit, just kind of backing away, and now the pass comes into the middle. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and do we have a foul? I thought it was just knocked cleanly out of play, but the official down there says, no, there's a foul involved in this. And a foul is going to be on Bryson LaRue. So Bryson picking up his first foul, Benedictine second. Mount Mercy will look to bring it in. They'll feed it to the left side, down to the baseline. Backing in, nothing there. The pass to the free throw line, spinning into the lane, twisting, turning, putting a short jump shot up, and it's going to be good. So the bucket is up and in by Aiden Price. He has his first point of the game. And it's suddenly 13-8, Benedictine trying to go by 5 at 13 minutes of play in the opening half. BC will bring it over to the right side where Deglin Sullivan will do a little seesaw dribble, brings it back over to the right to Preston, comes way out on top. Harrison Kissling in the game, and Ravens are going to have an offensive foul with an illegal screen set off the basketball. So Gabe Sidgwick will pick up his first foul. Benedictine will have committed their third. Mount Mercy, only one foul so far in the game. 12:50 to go in the first half. The drive down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away by Preston. It's going to go out of bounds. And they'll say it's off the knee of Mount Mercy. Rams are going to have it back from the backcourt. 12:47 to play in the opening half. Mount Mercy on a 5-0 run. We were tied a moment ago. Now they lead Benedictine 13-8. Sullivan goes left, Deglin goes in, goes up, and that's just kind of his shot. Driving down the left side of the lane, puts up that little left-handed runner, kisses it off the glass, and drops it through. Benedictine is back to within three. It's 13-10. Mount Mercy from the top, straight away, long three, no. Rebound, Gabe, here come the Ravens. Sullivan will slow it down as he'll bring it into the forecourt, crossing at the middle. Plays off the screen from Gabe, goes in, and it crosses over, puts a shot up, and will stop play. There's another whistle. Ravens, I think, for a moment, kind of held their collective breaths. They were afraid that Gabe had picked up a second illegal block, but that's not what happened here. Foul is going to be on Aiden Price. And Benedictin back with the basketball. Comes out on top to Gabe, over to the right side. Preston will drive in, spins, turns, launches it out on top, into the corner, back it'll come. Sullivan, three, nope. Rebounding it underneath. That's going to be Caden Schroeder, and here comes Mount Mercy. 11:45 to go in the first half. A little behind the back, bounce pass, and Razzle Dazzle. Now the feed into the lane, the defenders leave their feet, shot doesn't go away. Back out on top, it's going to come. The feed to the left side, it's going to be deflected. Give Gabe the block. Benedictin up the floor with the basketball. Down the left side is going to be Harrison. He'll dish it into the corner. Back it in is Bryson. Comes way out on top and is a pass. Comes to Gabe at the high post. The defender comes in and grabs the ball, grabs Gabe and both of them in a heap on the floor. And the officials come over there to kind of pry him apart. 11:26 to go in the half. Mount Mercy leads at 13-10, and they're going to have the ball in play. Benedictin is right at the scorer's table. Jack Vanderwood is going to come back in for Benedictin. Also back into the game is going to come Drew Purdy. So the Ravens are going to go with two big guys out there with Gabe and Drew out on the floor at the same time. Ravens with the ball, spinning into the lane. Harrison feeds across, and the two-handed throwdown. Give him the bucket, and it's a plus one for Benedictin. Nice job by Drew Purdy as he comes across. Kissling gets the assist, and Jordan Wills picks up his first personal foul of the day. Benedictin with a chance at a three-point play and an opportunity to tie it up. The free throw, it's good. So Benedictin with a conventional three ties the game at 13 with 11:11 to go in the first half. Back down the court, the shot too hard off the window, and Ravens are going to be called for a foul. They got down in the lane and kind of jammed things up a little bit. 13-13 ball game. So for Benedictin, the foul is on Jack Vanderwoody. He'll have his first foul. And Jordan Willis coming to the free throw line. Again, we mentioned Jordan. He is a big man at 6'11" out of Sydney, Australia. He has 2 points. Now the first free throw is going to make it three. One more shot coming up for Willis. He'll eye this one up, and he'll put it up and in. And with 11 minutes to go, the Ravens back up court with the basketball, treading again by a pair. After a pair of free throws, it's 15-13. Not particularly high scoring. Ravens like that. Their defense is one of the things that they love about this team. And now here's BC on the right side. Kissling's going to get fouled. So Harrison just down by the right side block. And now Harrison thinks he's going out, coming in, very confused. And a look over the shoulder. We're going to get a couple of substitutions into the game for Mount Mercy, but the Ravens are going to leave that same five out there. Inbound to the right side to Vanderwoody, and he will bucket step to the sideline. He did that twice Wednesday at Baker over on the sideline. And so far out that as he steps back with that kind of push-off foot, he goes out of bounds, and Benedictin is going to turn it over. 10.5 to go in the first half. 15-13. Mount Mercy with the lead and the basketball. They'll go to the top thinking about the three. Then Jason Free decides, no, I'm not going to do that. Comes it over to Cameron Williams. Williams will come into the lane, spin right hand. Shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Drew, and here comes Benedictin. Flying down with it is going to be Deglin. Sullivan, coast to coast, running shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Gabe tips it out. Behind the back pass to Sullivan. From the top, it's a three. Barry from the left side. Tremendous three-point shot by Gabe Sidzik. Gabe will have his first points of the game, and Benedictin will have his first lead of the game. Ravens are up 16-15. 9:50 to go in the first half. Here's a shot from the right side that does not go in, but a Raven foul is going to have Mount Mercy at the free throw line. But a timeout's going to come first. Taking a break. 9:47 to go in the opening half. The Ravens in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And they lead Mount Mercy 16-15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Buffalo Benediction, their shooting percentage from the floor is not bad. It's 7 of 17. It's about 42% from the floor. Mount Mercy is 6 of 15, 40%. So pretty similar there. From the outside, Mount Mercy is 1 out of 5. Benedictine, 1 of 8, hitting only 12% from the perimeter. And at the free throw line, these two teams are perfect. Ravens are 1 of 1. Mount Mercy is 2 of 2. BC has turned it over three times so far this game, but they've got a 12-7 rebound lead. Drew Purdy, talking about leads, Drew Purdy leads Benedictine offensively on with 5 points. Bryson with 3, 2 for Gabe, 2 apiece, Deglin and Jack. Jordan Willis is the leading Mount Mercy scorer right now with 4 points. It will be Mount Mercy coming to the free throw line. 9:47 to play here in the first half. Officials getting everybody out there. Speaking of getting out there, Larry Parker III into the game for the Ravens. First of two free throws will rim around and go out. No good for Jackson Freed. He continues to look for his first point of the afternoon. The second shot he'll get. And that will tie the game at 16. 9:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball. Here's Larry with the basketball. Larry Parker III. And the feed in the middle. Batted away. Oh, nice save by Vanderrudy. Benedictine nearly turning it over, but Jack is able to hustle out there, get a handle of the ball. Ravens are going to get it back out on top to Harrison. Kissling will start to the left. Skips it underneath. The feed across. And the layup is going to be up and good. And assist to Purdy. And a bucket to Aiden. No. Make a Deglin. Haven't seen Aiden out there today. 9:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine back in front, now by 2. It is their largest lead of the game. And a quick turnaround from 14 ties the game up again. We're even at 18. 8:50 to play in the first half. Didn't you come into the game, though, really thinking it was going to be close like this? The Ravens, you kind of get a feel, are the team that ought to be winning this, and yet on the road, you know it's going to be very, very close, and especially an emotional day like Senior Day, and especially early in the game before some of that emotion has a chance to dissipate a little bit and other things begin to take over. Here's Drew Purdy, goes for 3, doesn't hit it, rebound underneath, pulled down by MMU. Mustangs bringing it back up the floor. Into the forecourt, it's going to be Brayson LeBeau. Here's a shot for the baseline left, and it's going to be LeBeau knocking it down. 21-18, Mount Mercy. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Preston to Harrison. Here's Larry. Comes to the free throw line. He'll go back to the left block. Preston will back in, lean, turn, hook, and score. Nicely done. Preston Reynolds collects his first point of the ball game and gets Benedictine back to within one. It's 21-20. The shot on the other end. In and out, no, but a Raven foul and 2 free throws. The foul, I think, is going to be on, it's on Harrison, maybe? We'll wait and see as the official will get over to the table. Yep, the foul is going to be on Harrison Kissling. So Harrison's first foul. And here comes Mount Mercy to the free throw line. They lead 21-20. The first shot up. It's good. One more shot coming up here for Brayson LeBeau, and it's going to be up, and he'll get them both. So Brayson will hit a couple of free throws, and it is now 23-20. Mustangs out front. We're zipping along here in the second half. Men's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. BC here in Cedar Rapids today. Driving shot, left side, up. Won't go this time. That is usually money in the bank for Deglin. The shot on the other end, up quickly, missing. Rebound, Preston. Sullivan into the forecourt. He'll weave from the left to the right, crossing at the top of the key. Back out of top, it'll come to Reynolds. He'll kick it over to the left side to Jack. Banduidi will go up. Free throw line. Shot is up and short. And a rebound is going to be cleared away. And again, it's going to be LeBou coming up with the basketball. With 6:50 to go in the opening half. Down with it will come MMU. The baseline running shot is up and no good. And a rebound is going to be pulled free. And Benedictine coming up with another big defensive board. Mustangs continue to have that three-point lead with 6.5 to go in the first half. So this game has been very, very close from start to right this moment. I think it's going to be like that pretty much the game. Cross-court pass looking for Parker, stolen. Here come the Mustangs. Out on top, the uncontested long shot is up and good. Jackson Freed makes a three-point jumper. He'll have 4 points in. Suddenly, Benedictine trails at 26-20. And we're down to 6 minutes to play first half. BC does not want to see themselves getting some kind of a big deficit going on here. Here's a runner in the middle. It's up and no good. Offensive rebound and a follow shot. A foul called, and the Ravens coming to the free throw line here. Fisher will head over to the scorer's table. That is going to be team foul 5 for Mount Mercy. Benedictine has committed 6. So we're on the verge of having a lot of free throw shot. We're still 5:52 to go in the opening half. Drew Purdy's at the line. His first one is up and good. So for Drew, now 1 of 2 at the free throw line, he's got 5 points. One more shot coming his way. Purdy will eye it and hit it. It is 26-22. Mount Mercy looking to bring it in, and they have it. And before they bring it in, we're going to get a timeout called by the bench, so let's take a break, Joseph. What do you say? Timeout of the court. It's 5:50 to go. We're in the first half of the men's college ballgame. It is Mount Mercy, 26, Benedictine, 22.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Part of what Benedictine does is score from the outside. And for them to be successful, scoring from the outside has got to be a big part of how the game goes. And right now, Ravens trail by 4, and they are not hitting from the outside. Here's a pass down to the baseline by Mount Mercy, slapped out of bounds. It'll be back into the Mustangs. Right now, the Ravens, 1 of 9 from outside. That is 11%. And they're going to need to have a little bit bigger number than that if they're going to win this one here today. And it is a very, very close game, though. Ravens trailing 26-22. And now the feed in the middle, batted away. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to run into the forecourt, comes out on top, back over to the right side, looking into the middle, Sullivan, Deglin. Now the turnaround shot, Purdy up, missing, rebound, Mount Mercy. They're going to clear it down and transition into the forecourt. Now nobody steps in front of him and driving all the way. The shot is going to be up and good by Aiden Price. Price picking up his 4th point of the game, and the Ravens are now again for the second time down a half a dozen. It's 28-22. 5 minutes left in the opening half. Ravens look into the middle, twisting, turning, comes out on top to Vanderbilt. Preston into the right corner, the baseline 3, too strong, and the Ravens continue to have a problem finding the range. And it's not like it's a really big gym. I mean, again, they're walls are very close on the ends, so depth perception should be pretty minimal here as a problem. Pass coming back out topside, Mount Mercy's Aiden Pierce. Here's a follow-away shot for three. It's up and missing. Preston Reynolds is going to rebound it down. Benedictine taking it the other way with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the opening half. Preston, coast-to-coast, drives, goes in, goes up, doesn't hit the two-handed layup, but does draw a foul. And we're going to get, before the shots are taken, we're going to get a media break. Let's do it. 4:09 to go. We're in the opening half. It's Mount Mercy 28, Benedictine 22.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
So with just over 4 minutes to play in the opening half of the guys' game, both teams are going to move into the bonus. Each team has committed 6 personal fouls. And when we come out of the timeout, Benedictine is going to be appearing at the free throw line. Ravens coming into the ballgame at 14-11, 10-7 in Heart of America Athletic Conference play. And for Mount Mercy, they're battling to get to 500 at 12-13. 7-10. So what does that tell you? That tells you that Mount Mercy is not a bad team. They are very capable of winning games. And I got the vibe that they're beating all of the teams that they should be beating, and maybe a couple of ones that you would maybe be surprised if they come away with a win against. And that makes them very dangerous because they have a lot of talent, got a good coach out there, and they're playing at home on senior day. All of those things make the Ravens' task a little more difficult here this afternoon. Yet not at all insurmountable. The Ravens have been playing very, very well. Again, they've won 4 of their last 5. Preston's first free throw, perfect. And for Reynolds, it'll be his 3rd point of the afternoon. 28-23, Mount Mercy. Looking it over, second free throw does not go in. And back up with the basketball, here comes MMU. We're inside 4 minutes to go in the first half. Mount Mercy outside the left block. Here's a hook shot in the lane. Up, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Gabe. You got LaRue and Sidgix, Deglin Sullivan, Jack Vanderwoody, and Preston Reynolds. Benedictine out on top. Gabe gets it back to Sullivan. To Jack. Ravens doing all this way up high, way above the 3-point ring. Here's a little turnaround shot. 7 on the shot clock. It misses by LaRue. MMU back up court with the basketball. And again, Benedictine got to work on some of that shooting. And as they go to the baseline, the ball is dribbled off his foot by Cameron Williams. And Mount Mercy's going to turn it over to the Ravens. 3:20 to play. Feels like the first half has moved pretty briskly. It is 28-23, Mustang. Now, Mount Mercy's already down the floor, is setting up. They're going to pick up defensively at midcourt. Go with the player defense. Ravens will walk it up. Deglin Sullivan with a shoulder-high dribble. Now he's going to bring it down, crosses over as he moves his way over to the left elbow. Brings it back out on top. Jack. Back to Deglin. He'll spin into the lane. No room. Back over to the right side. Vanderwoody. He'll cut inside the defender. Change hands. Put up a left-handed layup, and it's not going to come in. Rebound to go back down. Mount Mercy. Jack did not have enough on that shot to get it up over the front of the rim. Just put it up far too softly. Here's a 3 from the left side. Online and perfect. Knocking it down is going to be Cameron Williams. He'll have 6 points now for MMU. And Benedictine trailing by 8. It is 31-23. 2.5 to go in the opening half. BC left side. That pass cross court was nearly stolen, but saved by Sullivan. And as he drives to the rim, he's going to be fouled. Sprawls to the floor, but scrambling quickly to his feet, he's coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. 2:29 to play in the first half. The fouls by LeBeau. Sullivan with a couple of free throws here. First one is going to be up. It's going to be no good. One more shot coming up for Deglin. And the second one is good. So he will hit one of the two. It is 31-24. 2 minutes and 20 to play. First half. The ball over in front of the Raven bench. Controlled by Mount Mercy. Here's a driving shot. Switching over to the left hand. And the layup is going to be up and off the window and good. So Mount Mercy, quick driving layup, and it's up and in by Jackson Freed. So Freed has got a half a dozen points, and the Ravens find themselves down 9. Here's a driving layup on the other end. It's up and good. Sullivan knocks it in. 33-26. Shot up, missing, tipped up, missing, rebound. Here comes Bryson. Ravens in control of the basketball with a minute 40 to go in the first half. And now LaRue has it knocked away from him. He lands on the floor, and it's going to be an MMU foul, and Benedict can be coming to the free throw line. For the Ravens, an opportunity to pick up a little bit of scoring here. It is team foul 8 for Mount Mercy. That will put Bryson LaRue at the line for the 1-and-1. Before that first free throw, we'll get substitutions made. Jordan Willis comes back in. Here comes Bryson. Front half of the 1-and-1 is up and no good. LaRue with 4 points so far this afternoon. And into the forecourt, the Mustangs. They'll feed it right side. Go to the block. Nobody down there. And the easy layup. It's going to be up and good by Aiden Price. Give Willis the assist. And Aiden Price has a half a dozen. It is 35-26. For the second time, the Ravens find themselves trailing by 9 with a minute 15 to go in the half. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Mustangs. Here comes Mount Mercy. The ball nearly knocked away from behind. Kicked on top. The very long three. Off the mark. Rebound, Ravens. Benedictine's going to run as we go inside a minute to play in the half. Deglin Sullivan will take it across the timeline, but still standing in the center circle. Let the team run the offense. 35-26, Mount Mercy. Sullivan starts to the left side. Drives all the way to the baseline. The defender steps in front of him. Going to be called for a block. That'll put Aiden at the free throw line. This afternoon, Deglin Sullivan is 1-for-2 at the free throw line. And before the free throw, timeout, Mount Mercy. Let's do it. 45 seconds left in the opening half. Time out of the court. It is Mount Mercy leading Benedictine 35-26.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball this afternoon on Care Radio. Lady Ravens with an impressive win in Game 1 this afternoon. And BC guys find themselves shortly before halftime trailing at 35-26, but coming to the free throw line, it's going to be the 1-and-1 for Deglin Sullivan. Again, he is 1-of-2 at the line this afternoon. His first shot is perfect. And he will get the point, earn the bonus. And Benedictine is back to within 8. One more shot coming up for the young man from South Bend, Indiana. He gets them both. So Sullivan, 3-of-4 at the free throw line, and the Ravens down 7. 40 seconds to go in the half. Mount Mercy taking its time. They're absolutely no hurry, certainly ought not to be. feed across the baseline, go into the corner where the open three is missed, and a rebound is going to be rescued, though, by Mount Mercy. Shot clock resets to 20. To feed to the baseline? Nope. But a whistle and a foul, and coming to the free throw line, MMU. They're going to send Jackson Freed to the free throw line. He's having a great game. 10 points already this afternoon. He's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 1 of 1 from 3-point range, and his first of 2 free throws is up and good. So Freed, who has come into the game off the bench, did not start this afternoon, leads his team in scoring now with 11. Looking to add one more. It is up, and he'll get them both. 37-28, and again, Benedictine is down 9. 22 seconds left in the half. BC will bring it up and just walk it into the forecourt. They are obviously content with this being the final possession of the half. Degman will dribble out very near the midcourt line. Works his way down over to the right side. Backs away. Goes to Jack. The off-balance three-point shot misses. And that is going to take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. These teams are headed off the floor. Going to the locker rooms at intermission. Your score, Mount Mercy, 37, Benedictine, 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
We're here on Senior Day for Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It is the Mustangs putting together a 37-28 lead over Benedictine. And for Mount Mercy, interestingly, the leading scorers in the game, the first and second and third leading scorers, were not starters. The staff is finding a way to find the guys who've got the hot hand today. And right now, off the bench, Jackson Freed with 10 points leads his team. Aiden Price has 6, and Brayson LeBeau with 5. Wiltz had 4, 3 apiece for Williams and Yamokoski, Farrar and Nikolic, and Schroeder, each with 2. For Benedictine, the Ravens' 4 leading scorers and 5 of their only 6 guys who have scored are the starters. Deglin Sullivan and Drew Purdy each with 7, Preston Reynolds 5, and Bryson LaRue 4. 3 in the first half for Gabe Sidgwick and 2 for Jack Vanderwoody. And for Benedictine again, giving up 37 points, a little bit more than coach would like to have given up, but scoring 28. That number gets below a little bit his line of where he feels his team needs to be. And part of that is having trouble shooting the ball. Right now, Jack Vanderwoody, one of the best shooters on his team, is 1 of 6, 0 of 3 from outside. Gabe is 1 of 4. And Deglin, Drew Purdy are both 2 of 6. Benedictine ends up coming out of the first half, hitting a third of their shots, 10 of 30. Mount Mercy is 13 of 30. So 43%, Mount Mercy hitting 10% better than BC. And for the Ravens from outside, that's really where it gets worse. Ravens are 1 of 11, 3-point shooting. That is 9% from the perimeter, 7 of 10 at the free throw line. Rebounds, the Ravens with a slim 21-20 lead, and so that's relatively insignificant. And turnovers, Mount Mercy, can you believe it? Only two first-half turnovers, and the Ravens have not been able to pick up any points off those two turnovers. Ravens have turned it over four times. Mount Mercy has converted those into 5 points. However, when it's all said and done, Benedictine, they find themselves down by nine, but they've got a long second half coming up and the ability to put a lot of points on the board in a hurry, and maybe they're saving them up from the first half to get them on the board in the second. We're going to look forward to finding out all about that when we return. Second half coming up live here on K-Radio, but right now with a halftime score in the men's game. Mount Mercy, 37, and Benedictine, 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a K-Radio Sports Studio. You know he's got a sweetheart of a Valentine's halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking on Mount Mercy. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a few minutes, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up on Tuesday. We've got high school basketball starting at 6 p.m. with the Highland Park versus Atchison series. It'll be the girls first, right about 6 to 6:15. The boys will take to the court sometime around 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine women's and men's basketball as they'll be playing host to Park University. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we will have Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight Show, where he'll talk to the coaches of Mar Hill Mount Academy, Atchison High, ACCHS, and JCN. That's the High School Coaches Insight Show, immediately following Sports Look on Thursday night.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look at women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have three finals to report. It was Missouri Baptist over Graceland, 77-62. Peru State had a good day over Clark, 78-67. The Benedictine Ladies were victorious over Mount Mercy in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7 with a final score of Benedictine 82, Mount Mercy 44. At the half, it is Culver Stockton by one over Missouri Valley, 25-24. Grandview is leading by one with about 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third, 42-41. In the half, it's Park 37 to Baker 27, and William Penn is trailing Mid-American Nazarene by 10 points at the half, 33-23. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at men's basketball scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Peru State just came to halftime with Clark. It's Peru State ahead 47-40 in that men's basketball game. With about a minute and 19 seconds left in the half, Missouri Baptist is leading Graceland by 1 point, 32-31. And in the game that we're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, Mount Mercy is leading the Benedictine men 37-28. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 53, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, lows around 40, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 62. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Mainly cloudy skies expected Monday, with daytime highs approaching 66. 72 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's currently 52 degrees, cloudy outside, relative humidity at 94%. The wind's out of the northeast at 12 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of 49 degrees. Our dew point is 51 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.82 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on Care Radio this afternoon. The Ravens at Mount Mercy. It is the Mustangs with a 9-point lead at the break, 37-28. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. Was that a great Valentine's half day, halftime at hand for you today? So, Joseph, appreciate you, man. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here, and guys are out of the court warming up. We'll be getting underway with the second half before very long, but this Benedictine trip is a 12 and 2 o'clock games, and so that would tell you that the ladies' games in the other ones are at halftime. So let's just kind of look at some of the scores from the ladies' contest around the conference here this afternoon. Of course, you know, the early three games, it was Missouri Baptist over Graceland, Peru State beating Clark, and Benedictine with a huge, almost 40-point win here at Mount Mercy. The other ladies' games going on in the third quarter, it is Culver Stockton meeting Missouri Valley, 36-28. Nobody can figure out the Missouri Valley team. It's quite an enigma. And a potential upset with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Central Methodist trails Grandview 48-47. So that is a 1-point nip and tuck ball game. Park has a double digit lead on Baker, 37-27. And it is Mid-America up 11 on William Penn with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 35-24. So the only potential surprise right now is that Central Methodist and Grandview game with, again, about 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It is a 1-point contest. This guy's game here, certainly it is not a 1-point game. It is a 9-point lead for the Mustangs of Mount Mercy. And, again, for Benedictine, the solution is really simple. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of the odds and things finally coming together. You're just going to have to hit a few more shots. Benedictine, 10 of 30, but 1 of 11 from outside. And you can melt away a 9-point lead with a couple, three long shots, and that lead will go away in a hurry. And that's what the Ravens are going to be probably looking to do and hoping to see happen for them as we move into the second half. For Benedictine, again, nobody with any big halftime scoring number yet, but they're going to look to see if they can improve on that. Deglin and Drew with 7 apiece, Preston with 5, Bryson 4, Jack Vanderwoody 1 of 6 shooting, 0 for 3 from outside, only 2 points in the first half for Jack, and the Ravens, frankly, want and need him to give them a little bit more offensive punch. Starters in the second half are going to be Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody. Deglin Sullivan, Branson LaRue, and Drew Purdy. It'll be the original starting five for Benedictine. For Mount Mercy, it'll be Brayson LeBeau getting a start in the second half. Aiden Price, Jackson Freed, Adian Yamokoski, and Jordan Willis. So Mount Mercy has kind of shifted that lineup a little bit in order to get kind of some of the hot hands from the first half into the game in the second. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Dance Kids came out at halftime and entertained the crowd here. And a lot of them have stuck around. A lot of times you see the kiddos get done dancing, some of the fans decide, yep, I'm done. But no, not today. They're hanging on because it should be a pretty good second half of men's college basketball. Again, Mount Mercy coming out of the court in their home gray, light gray uniforms with blue lettering and trim, and for Benedict in their traveling road black uniform with red and white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Second half, getting set to get underway. It'll be Yamokoski to put the ball in play at midcourt, and we are back at it. He'll bring it in over to Aiden Price. Price will have it top of Benedict in a 2-3 zone right now. Little hook pass over to the left. Bit of a sidestep. The shot from the top. It's a three. It is good. And as quickly as that, three-point shot made by Brayson LeBeau. And this is exactly what MMU wanted. Take a little time off the clock. Hit the big three. Now the Ravens are going to drive in, and the bucket is good for Preston Reynolds. So BC answers right back. It is 40-30. Ravens down by 10. 19-11 to go in the first, or in the ballgame. 19-11 to go in the ballgame. We're just about a minute into the second half. Back it in. No room. He'll come out on top to the big guy. He's top of the key, and he's going to hold the ball high above his head. Nobody gets open, so he's going to launch a three. It misses very wide to the left side. Ravens are going to come up with a rebound, and BC will transition up. For Benedictine, the trick here is to not get in any kind of a big hurry, to be very patient, to continue to just methodically trim into that lead. Here's a three-point shot up. Will not go in. So for Benedictine, Bryson LaRue had a good look at the rim, could not get it to fall, and back up court with the basketball, Mustangs. They'll go into the lane, little hook pass underneath. Big guy will rotate, turn, shoot, and miss it. Ravens are going to board it down. Mount Mercy continues to go to their 6'11" center, and I guess if you've got a guy that size, why wouldn't you, right? Here's a driver from the right side. It's up and good. Sullivan for two. Benedictine doing what they need to do here. Staying close, battling back. It's now a 40-32 game. 2 minutes gone in the second half. Out on top, it's going to be Aiden Price. Here's a jumper, short, rebounded off the floor. Preston Reynolds. Ravens are going to bring it into the forecourt. 40-32, MMU. Out on top, Deglin. He'll work it over to the right side. Plays off the screen from Purdy. Now, on the give and go, goes back. Purdy will launch a three. It's coming up a little bit short. And a rebound cleared away by Price. Back up court with the basketball, Mustangs. They'll drive all the way down to the baseline left. Keep the dribble alive. Now look into the middle. There's no room there. Coming up on top to Freed. Over to the right side. All alone. Set shot. Airborne. In and out. No good. That was a great look that I thought was going to go down. It does not. And the Ravens are going to come up with a defensive rebound. They'll rotate into the forecourt, driving underneath the rim, and all the way back out on top is going to be Sullivan. Works in front of the Raven bench. Shot clock is at 20. Out on top, Bryson hits the three. Bryson LaRue. The Ravens needed that one. And it's suddenly 40-35, and BC has cut that Mount Mercy lead in half. With 17 minutes to play in the game, a lot of hoops yet to go. Here's a running shot off the left side. It is up. It is good. And looks like it's going to be a plus one. The official coming over to the scorer's table to make an indication. The shot is in. It's 42-35. And we're going to get a free throw coming up for Aiden Price. Price didn't start in the ball game, and he has really come on and had a great afternoon. This free throw rims off. It won't go in. Benedictine coming down with the board. And BC up the floor. 42-35. 16:40 to play. Top side with the basketball. It's going to be Sullivan. And again, he's going to accelerate to the right side of the lane. Puts a shot up and in. He has such a quick first step that a defender is going to find himself suddenly behind the play before he even knew that there was a play. And now the Ravens are cut into it again at 42-37, back again to within five. Here's a feed to the right side. The shot off the block is not going to be good, and a Raven defender coming in late got off his feet and will commit a foul. 16:20 to play. Aiden Price coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. And again, he has been so good. He missed his first free throw a moment ago, but he's going to hit the first one here. One more shot coming up. The foul, by the way, if you're keeping your book, Preston Reynolds picked up his second. And the Ravens are going to bring Gabe Sidgwick into the game. Second free throw, rolls around, rolls in, and Aiden Price will hit them both. It is 44-37. 16-16 to play. Driving down the right side, and again, the same shot, but that time it will not go in. For Deglin, and back up the floor of the basketball, Mount Mercy. They will attack the rim. Can't get the shot away, can't get the shot away, leaning, twisting, turning, and now it does go up, but it doesn't go in. But on the effort of the rebound, another Benedictine foul. And for the Ravens, what's that going to be, three fouls now already in the second half? Mount Mercy has not committed a second half foul yet. It's going to be MMU basketball coming in at their offensive end. Inside 16 minutes to play in the guys' game. The feed to the right, the shot off the window, no good, and there's going to be another Benedictine foul called. And this one is going to be on Gabe, and he is absolutely flummoxed with that foul call. And at the line, Mount Mercy. Jackson Freed sends it in. Freed is now 4 of 5 at the free throw line with 11 points. Second shot, off the rim once, twice, does not go in. Ravens are going to board it back down and quickly go into the forecourt. 45-37. BC trails by 8. Out on top, the big 3. No. Rebound, Mount Mercy. Ravens are not getting offensive rebounds also. The Mount Mercy team is doing a good job of not allowing that. And we're going to have a shot missed, and MMU will try to steal it back from Benedict, and the ball is going to get out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. 15 and a half to go in the ball game. 45-37, Mount Mercy in front. Going to stop play for just a moment as they're going to towel down the floor just a little bit, and it apparently meets with the official's approval. Ravens are going to have it in. They'll take it over to the left side to Van der Rudy. Harrison Kissling has come into the game. Harrison drives right, stops, twists, kicks it back to Deglin. And Deglin can't get a shot. Back it'll come to Harrison. The feed underneath, and the finger roll off a beautiful pass is up and good. The Ravens are going to take a timeout after that bucket by Gabe Sidgwick. The assist by Harrison Kissling. We're taking a break. 15-11 to go in the ball game. It is Mount Mercy 45, Benedictine 39.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Good to have you along for Raven basketball. We are coming into the final week of the regular season. It is so amazing to think about that. And next Wednesday, you're going to have your final chance to see the Benedictine men and women. On the same night in the Nolan Gymnasium, it's going to be the final regular season home game, Wednesday, hosting Park. Come on up and enjoy it. Certainly, we would like you to enjoy it with us on Care Radio as well. It's the ladies' game at 5:30, the guys' game at 7:30. BC Wednesday at home, and then the final game of the regular season Saturday, and we'll be with them in Olathe at Mid-America. Right now, though, coming out of the timeout, Here comes the Mustang offense. Turnaround shot off the window, no good. Rebound. Ravens. Benedictine will bring it up the court. Quickly down the right side, it's going to be Harrison Kissling. He'll think about backing away for the three shot. Does it? Goes to Van Rudy. He'll go into the lane, a little behind his back pass. Back over to Jack. He'll sidestep the defender. Harrison on top. He'll go three. Got it! Harrison Kissling! Wow, that is a big bucket, and the first points of the game for Harrison. It is 45-42, and the Ravens are suddenly, after being down double digits a moment ago, they're back to within a basket. It's a three-point game. MMU over to the right side, cuts into the lane. They're driving. Left-handed shot is going to be up and in. And again, Jackson Freed is having a huge game. It'll be his 13th point, 47-42. Here comes Deglin, and we have a whistle off the basketball and a MMU player prone. Let's wait and see what this is going to be about as they talk about it. We're going to get a timeout, and we're going to figure out exactly what's happening here. Both coaches are kind of interested in what that call was. In the meantime, we're taking a break. 14:02 to go in the game. Mount Mercy 47, Benedictine 42.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Well, the officials having a little bit of a powwow at the top of the key, right in front of the Benedictine bench. The foul was called on Dmitry Nikolic. It'll be his third foul of the game. So Dmitry, the 6'5" senior from Serbia for Mount Mercy, collects that foul, and Ravens are going to come out of the court. 14:02 to play in the game. 47-42. It will be Raven basketball. Out on top, Deglin Sullivan. What a great job this young man has done in these 2 years at Benedictine, the sophomore from South Bend. He'll have it way up top side. Starts left, cuts into the lane. Goes down to the block, left-handed driving layup is up and good. The bucket by Deglin Sullivan gives him 9. 47-44, and again, Benedictine within 3. 13.5 to play in the game. Price with the basketball from Mount Mercy. They'll run a little motion. It gets away for a moment, but they get it recovered before it gets out to midcourt. Out on top, it's going to be LeBou. We'll feed it over to the left side, twisting, turning, can't get it away. Comes back off on top to Freed. Shot clock's at 8. Freed will drive. He'll shoot. There's contact, a whistle, and a foul on Benedictine. And a couple of free throws coming up for Mount Mercy. 13:20 to play in the ball game. Ravens down 3, 47-44. The foul on Benedictine, and it's going to be Freed coming to the free throw line. His first one is up. No good. One more shot coming up for Jackson Freed. He'll look it over, send it up, and misses it also. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. Down court with it. Sullivan out on top. Vanderwoody goes three, misses again. Just can't get one to go right now. Jack Vanderwoody into the lane. Nobody steps in front, and an easy layup for Aiden Price. No one picked him up defensively. And for Aiden, an easy, easy two. 49-44, Mount Mercy. 12.5 to go in the game. Benedictine over to the left side. They'll drive, kick it back. LP has it. Works his way in. Accelerates into the lane. Turns, hook shot up, and yes! The bucket is up and good for Parker. Larry's going to have his first point of the game. It is 49-46. Again, Benedictine right back within three. Here's a long three-point shot way off the mark. And a rebound is going to be allowed to carry him out of play. Benedictine will have it in bounds from the backcourt. Vander Woody will come out of the lineup for Benedictine. Let's see who the Ravens have out here. Deglin Sullivan brings it up. You've got Larry Parker, Harrison Kissling. Who else do we have out there? Here's Drew Purdy with the ball. He'll cut into the lane, brings it back out on top. Sullivan from 15. It goes in, but they're going to say no. We had a foul prior to the shot. And Jack Vander Woody has come back into the game, so he is out there. So it's Kissling, Vander Woody, Sullivan, Parker, Purdy. That's the Raven five. Mount Mercy's got Schroeder in the game. Caden Schroeder, Cameron Williams out there, Jackson Freed, Aiden Price, and Bryson LeBeau. And again, I'm very impressed with how Mount Mercy has found the guys who are hitting today. Speaking of hitting, here's one. A two-point shot hit by Vander Woody, and now he's got four. That is only his fourth point on the afternoon. Benedictine within one. It is 49-48. Mount Mercy, here's a lot of pressure on him now. They were up double digits, so launch a three and miss it. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Larry Parker coming up with a rebound at Benedictine. A chance at a lead. They have not led. I'm looking to see. They did lead at 8-6. Here's a three. No. Rebound tipped around. Cleared down by Aiden Price. Backup floor, MMU. Price has it on top, goes to the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's loose on the floor, taken away by Benedictine. Here comes Sullivan. He'll drive. He'll shoot. He'll score. The Ravens go in front. Deglin Sullivan with 11 points, and it is 50-49. We're going to get a Mount. Oh, Benedictine 50, Mount Mercy 49.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Defensively, Benedictine, they've got Mount Mercy kind of in the range that they would like to see a team at. You know, they want to keep their opponent to below 60s, 60 to 65, and Mount Mercy with 49 and 11 minutes of play in the game. That is going to be that kind of that 65-ish sort of a number, so not too bad. Here's a three-point shot. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens. Another big board by Larry Parker. And Benedictine with the ball, leading by one. 10:45 to go. Larry nearly has it knocked away from him. Gets it out on top to Vander Woody. Jack over to the right side to Deglin. Sullivan cuts into the lane. Dumps it back out on top. Driving in the middle is going to be Harrison. Doubled up. Ravens having to bring it back out on top. Shot clock at 8. Deglin will back away. Go to the right side. Back away again. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. The shot is up by LP. He hits it! What a long 2-point shot by Parker. That was a clutch shot to put BC up by 3, 52-49. 10-10 to play in the guys' game. Benedictine ladies with a big, impressive win in the first game. Now, here's our 2-point shot that is going to be up and in for Mount Mercy, and the official stops the game. I didn't see a foul. Did I? Apparently there was. But it is away from the ball and off the shot, and the basket will count. And we're 10:01 to go. There's a foul by Yamalowski, is what that's going to be. LeBeau hit that shot. The Ravens have the ball from the baseline left. The three buried from deep in the left corner. Drew Purdy for three. And Drew knocks it down, and Benedictine goes up by four. It is now 55-51. 9.5 to play. Topside with it. Mount Mercy looking into the middle. Raven defense is playing well. They'll cut to the lane. Go down the left side. Driving shot up off the window and in. The driving bucket is going to be up and good. And again, Labou with the bucket. And he has been one of the couple of bright spots on this team. It is 55-53. Larry for three. There it is. Parker from downtown. What a job by Larry. Ravens up 58-53. BC goes up by five, and we are inside nine to play. Mount Mercy cannot afford, the way the Ravens are playing right now, cannot afford to come down the floor and maybe miss on a trip like this. Here's a pass into the right corner. They'll reverse it on top. Kick it clockwise over to the left side. No room into the middle. Brings it off on top straight away. The shot for three is up. No good. Rebound off the floor. Pulled down by the Mustangs. They'll drive into the lane. Drop a shoulder. No shot. Back out top side. 15 on the shot clock. It got reset with that missed shot a moment ago. Down to 12. Working his way over to the left side. Back on top. All alone. The three. Up, in and out. No good. Rebound is on the floor. And it's going to be saved by the Mustangs. Mount Mercy in the corner for three. They'll miss that one. And they'll come down with a rebound. And the Ravens are going to take it away. Here comes Benedictine with 8 minutes to go in the game, leading it by five. Topside, Sullivan. Deglin kicks it over to the right side. Van der Woody with the basketball. Now between the circles to Harrison. Kissling will pivot with the left foot, dribble with the left hand, work his way over to the left side, drives down the lane, brings it back out on top. Here's Drew. He'll go for another three. That one is going to come up a little bit short. Rebound tipped around, pulled down, Mustangs. Mount Mercy with the basketball. It's 7 minutes and 45 to go in the ball game. Ravens up five, 58-53. In front of their own bench down near the 28-foot mark, Mount Mercy with a basketball. They'll go down the right side of the lane, put it up off the block, get the bucket, draw the foul, and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play, which is just what the doctor ordered for Mount Mercy, as the Ravens were starting to put a little bit of distance between themselves and the home team. That will bring us to a timeout before the free throws are shot. Taking a break, 7:34 to play in the game. Benedictine 58, Mount Mercy 55.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All seven Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
I'll tell you what, Brayson LeBou, what a great game the 6'3" junior from Marion, Iowa is having. He is a transfer into this program, as it seems like many of the players are. He transferred in from a place that maybe they don't know about up there, but we do, Emporia State University. So he comes to Mount Mercy from Emporia State. And again, his hometown is just right down the road in Marion, Iowa, where he went to Marion High School. And he's going to be coming to the free throw line. Does not start in the game. But I'm going to tell you what, Brayson has been absolutely outstanding for this team this afternoon. So here we go, coming to the free throw line. It will be Brayson LeBou. He'll take his time and kind of eye this thing up a little bit. Let's see what kind of numbers that Brayson puts up. Free throw is up, and it is good. 58-56. Benedictine with the basketball and with the lead. Ravens will work it over to the right side, dump it into the corner, put it back on top, kick it over to the left. Harrison for three. Rebound on the floor. It's going to be cleared away by MMU. So Mount Mercy trailing by two, but back in control of the basketball. Brayson LeBou, talk about how good he is. I can tell you how good he is. He averages, doesn't start, but averages 22 a game. He is this team's leading scorer. averaging 22. And for Mount Mercy, they've really got three guys who do all the scoring. LeBou with 22, Freed with 21, and Price with 20 a game. After that, not a lot. Here's a shot from the outside. Will not go for Kissling, and Benedictine still hanging on to that two-point lead, but we're inside 7 minutes to go. From the top of the shot, air ball short. Rebound, saved back in by Mount Mercy. The Fiend deep into the right corner. They'll drive to the lane. Twisting in. The shot up. No. Battle for the rebound. We get a whistle. We got a Benedictine foul. 6:42 to go. For the Ravens, it'll be the seventh foul. That is going to put Mount Mercy at the free throw line. I haven't seen the indication if it's going to be a shooting foul or if it's going to be the 1-1. Left-handed shot. Doesn't matter. First one is up and perfect. Knocking it down is going to be Aiden Price. So Price will hit the first free throw. He is a 69.1% free throw shooter on the season. He's got this to a one-point game and does not tie it. The rebound tipped on top, and it's going to go out of bounds. Raven basketball. So Benedictine now hanging on to a one-point lead with 6 minutes and 40 seconds left. BC will walk it up the floor. Harrison Kissling brings it up, plays off a screen, running shot. Nope. Rebound, tipped around. Pulled back down by Price. He'll drive up the floor, cut it to the right side to travel. Yeah, good call by the official. Price hit the brakes, but couldn't stop quickly enough. He pulls up the dribble, and that second foot slid just a little bit. Benedictine will have it back. Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Declan Sullivan, and Gabe Sidgett. The five on the floor for head coach Ryan Moody. As Benedictine with the basketball, up 1, 6 minutes to play. Driving in, the shot on his way, won't clear the front limit of the rim. But we're going to get free throws coming up here for BC. And no, they're not going to, they're going to say no free throws. And it's only Mount Mercy's fourth foul. And Benedictine, they will say not shooting at the time. I thought he was, but they'll say no. So the Ravens will have it in at the baseline. 6:06 to play in the game. 58-57 Ravens. Officials taking a lot of time here. This is coming right down to the wire. Very likely, and I haven't been looking at the scores from the other games right around the conference, there will only be three guys' games going on right now. I can't imagine any of them are any closer or better than this one. Ravens bring it in. Vanderwoody comes out on top. Here's Kissling. Harrison starts left, brings it back out on top. That's Drew with it. Gets it in the middle. Preston twists and turns and spins. A shot up, missing, rebound. Again, Mount Mercy with a chance to retake the lead. Ravens up by one. The drive, the shot misses. BC rebounds it down, but they're going to say on the shot, a Benedictine foul. Mount Mercy again will come to the line. And it's going to be Aiden Price. This guy's been so good. The foul called on Jack Vanderwoody. Aiden Price comes to the line. 5:46 to play. First shot ties the game. One more shot for Price, and he could put his team back in front. And he'll hit it. It is 59-58. Benedictine trails now by one. As we've seen Mount Mercy go on a 6-0 run. BC over to the right side, working in front of the Raven bench. It's going to be Declan Sullivan with the basketball. Slides his way over to the left side. Back and away with it is going to be Harrison Kissling. Here's a turnaround shot. It's going to rim up. No good. Rebound. Swoop down. Oh, back up with it is going to come Mount Mercy. 5:10 to play in the game. MMU with a basketball. The crowd getting a little louder here. Scoop over to the left side, deep into the corner. Shot clock at 13. 17-foot jump shot on his way up and short. Rebounding it out is going to be Vander Woody. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball, trailing by one. 4:50 to play in the game. Kissling to the free throw line. Dumps it into the corner. Saved by Vander Woody. Back out on top. Shot clock at 18. Every possession crucial now. Here comes the feed into the middle. The finger roll and the bucket is up and in. The bucket for Benedictine. The assist by Preston Reynolds and Gabe Sidgwick puts the Ravens back in front. It is 60-59. 4:25 to go. Holding the ball with one hand. Around to the right side is going to be Aiden Price. Here's a very long three. Rims around, no good. Rebound tipped around. Ravens are going to control it. Benedictine with 4:10 to go in a game and a one-point lead. Into the forecourt. He'll whoop it out on top. Kick it there. It's going to be Declan Sullivan. Now Harrison Kissling. Reynolds and Kissling. Vander Woody. Sullivan and Sidgwick are the Benedictine five. Shot clock at 10. We're inside 4 minutes to play. Now the ball is going to be stripped away. It's stolen by MMU. Mount Mercy up the court. Here comes Price. He's been great. He will drive and shoot and score. And MMU's back in front. What a job by Aiden Price. It is 61-60 Mount Mercy. 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Nobody taking any timeouts. They're going to let the guys run it out a little bit here. Over to the right side, deep in the corner, and backing it away on top. Got Kissling with the basketball. He'll cut to the top of the key. Little left-hand dribble. Changes directions. Goes into the lane where there's lots of contact. We get a whistle. We got a foul. And we're going to be back. We'll get there. See who comes to the free throw line. Probably not. No free throws, probably, because I don't think Mount Mercy's, they are not in the bonus yet. And we're taking a break. 3:17 left. This is a good one. Mount Mercy 61, Benedictine 60.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Benedictine coming into the ballgame today at 14-11 on the season, 10-7 in the conference in Mount Mercy. They come in at 12-13, 7-10 in the heart. Here are a couple of teams really trying to jockey for a position in the postseason. For Benedictine, they're looking at that outside chance of getting a home game. For Mount Mercy, they're looking at a chance to get into the conference postseason tournament. Both of these clubs are going to need some wins down the stretch, and with only three games to go, this one is huge. 61-60, Mount Mercy in front. They have led for a bulk of the game, but here in the last couple of minutes, the Ravens have been able to wrangle a lead a couple of times, but it's just gone back and forth. 3:17 to play. Shot clock is reset to 20, and the Ravens are going to have it in play at their offensive baseline. It'll come out of Preston Reynolds. Out of top, Vander Woody. Three. No! Rebound, out of bounds, off Benedictine. Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Jack Vander Woody, Declan Sullivan, and Drew Purdy are the Raven five. Grayson LeBeau and Aiden Price, Jackson Freed, Julio Feria, and Adrian Yamakowski are in there for Mount Mercy. 61-60. Inside 3 minutes to go. Mount Mercy with the ball. They'll drive across. Out on top. The three sets sail. It's a big one. Hit by Mount Mercy from deep on the outside. Yamakowski has just come back into the ball game, and he puts MMU in front. 64-60. And now as the Ravens come down the court, we're going to get a foul on Aiden Price. That will be Mount Mercy team foul six. But the Ravens were shooting. So Price and LaRue's coming to the line. Both teams are going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the game. And LaRue's first one. That's a big one. It's up and good. 64-61. 2:30 to go in the game. Second free throw. He'll get them both. 64, 62. And now they're going to stop playing for just a moment. And you've got Preston Reynolds placing up those Chuck Taylors of his out there, getting that knot good and tight. Aiden Price up before. Mount Mercy back on offense. They've got the ball. They've got a two-point lead and 2 minutes and a half to go in the game. The drive down the left side. The running shot is up. No good. And again, a Benedictine foul. And I'm going to tell you, if as a ball handler you drive into the lane in this game today, I can tell you that the defender in front of you is going to be called for a foul. That has happened every time. I'm not saying he didn't foul him. I'm just saying that if you drive in, that foul is getting called today. Here we go to the free throw line. The first one, it's good. 1 more shot. Coming up by Yamakowski. Wants to put his team up by 4, and he'll do it. The free throws are good, and the Ravens will bring the ball in play for the backcourt. They trail 66-62. They get to midcourt. Coach Moody says, I want a timeout. Let's do it. A break in the action. We're coming down to the wire with 2 minutes and 18 seconds left in the game. Mount Mercy, 66, Benedictine, 62.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dermaine's. It's a 66-62 Mount Mercy lead over Benedictine. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the KRDO Sports Studio. Tom counts with you as these teams huddled up around their respective coaches. And just looking at how this game has gone, the Ravens did not shoot well early. They are shooting a little bit better now, but still, they're 5 of 24 from outside. And Mount Mercy's 6 of 25. Neither of these teams just really setting the world on fire. BC hitting 41% of its shots. Mount Mercy hitting 40% of its. You can see why this game is so close. Turnovers, 5 and 6. Total rebounds, 38 and 38. That's how close this game has been. Ravens are going to be putting it in play, coming out of the timeout, and here we go. BC with a basketball, trending it by 4, 66-62. Out on top of it, the feed to the right. The three-point shot, no. Rebound, Mustangs. Mount Mercy's going to clear it down, and we are now inside 2 minutes left. Aiden Price will walk it up the floor, go over to the left side, drive it down to the corner in front of the Mustang bench. Now he's backing in, twisting, turning, leans inside, puts a shot up. It doesn't go in, and the rebound is on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll say Mount Mercy basketball. Shot clock goes back to 20. Now we're at a minute 42 to play. Mount Mercy with the ball, leading by 4. Quickly it comes in to the right side of the lane. Back to the rim, on the floor once, the lob to the top, Price will step inside, Bunny hops, falls away, shot up and good. 68-62, Price has been phenomenal down the stretch, and particularly the entire second half. The Ravens are down 6, and we're going to get another timeout. Taking a break with a minute 31 to play in the game. It's Mount Mercy, 68, Benedictine, 62.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Wow, Wow, these two teams played a great one here today. They had a big one in Atchison. Mount Mercy was able to steal away. Coach Moody called it, they stole away a win over Benedictine, 82-72. And in that game, what a day for Brayson LeBeau. 35 points for Mount Mercy in that contest. Now, Ravens have the basketball. Here's a feed into the middle. The driving shot, the finger roll. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good. Ravens not giving up on this. It is 68-64. BC will have it out on top. We're now inside a minute to play, and the Ravens are going to pick up a foul. They've got to do something. And that time, the foul was committed, and you're going to get Bryson LaRue picking up that foul, and he's going to exit the game. Coming to the free throw line, Mount Mercy. They lead the game by four at 68-64. Seconds left. The front half is going to be up and good. A big first free throw up and in by Brayson LeBeau. And again, Brayson out of Emporia State University playing well. He'll hit both halves. And the Ravens find themselves looking up a big hill, trying to get by six, 70-64, with inside a minute to go. Sullivan to the left side of the free throw line. Vanderudy back out to Deglin. He'll go into the lane, put up an off-balance shot that misses, and the rebound is going to be battled for. It's going to be, we get a whistle. Is there a foul? There is. And against whom is it going to be called? The foul is on Aiden Price. And Deglin Sullivan coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. Again, for the Ravens, the good news is a chance to put some points on without taking any time off the clock, but they trailed by six. That is a big number. Now, with two free throws, that is a different number. First half is up and good. That was only the seventh team foul by Mount Mercy, and so the Ravens, the one and one. Sullivan hits the first, and he hits the second. It is a four-point game. 38 seconds left. BC going to press all the way on the inbound, and we're going to get a Mount Mercy timeout. They couldn't get it in. Do they get the timeout called in time? Apparently. And Ravens thought maybe they did not. Now, hold on. The official is coming over to midcourt, and, yeah, he's going to say, we will award you the timeout. Let's take a break. Joseph, down to the wire we go with 38 seconds left. Mount Mercy, 70. Benedictine, 66.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, I will tell you, it's a little bit crazy that the last team, or the last time these two teams played, okay, we didn't watch that game because that was December the 13th. We were still in football season during the course of that game. So, here we are, Benedictine, Mount Mercy, 38 seconds left. These guys haven't played since last year. It would have been warmer in the gymnasium than it would have been at Grandview, which is where we were that afternoon. A little bit chilly, and the ball comes in, and we're going to get a very, very quick foul. Benedictine will allow 2 seconds to elapse, and they're going to send Mount Mercy to the other end of the court and to the free throw line. That is Benedictine team foul 10, so Mount Mercy is going to be shooting two free throws with each opportunity as we come up in the late minutes of the game. And the first one is up and good. Mount Mercy at the free throw line, well, they have really saved themselves as they are, look at this number, They're 19 of 26. Now 20 of 27. That one is up, no good, so they're going to be 20 of 28 at the free throw line. 28 free throws. That's a bunch. The Ravens with the ball. The crossover layup is not going to go in, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Deglum Sullivan had the ball, crossover underneath, put the up behind him, and it hits the bottom of the backboard. And he, that just does not happen, and the Ravens are going to come up to the other end of the floor, putting Mount Mercy at the line with 27 seconds left. Ravens are down 5. 71-66. At the line, the front one is good. And Mount Mercy taking care of business and kind of sealing the deal at the free throw line. The Ravens are going to look at this one and go, wow, we gave this team maybe 30 free throws. Second free throw is also good. It is now 73-66. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Deglum will run and shoot and score. It is 73-68 with 18 seconds left. We're going to get another timeout. I'm going to hang on to it here, Joseph, and we're going to talk about what has kind of gone on here in this ball game for Benedictine. As they trail by 5, they have only hit 5 of 26 three-point shots. Mount Mercy, not much better. They've hit 6 of 25, so the Ravens hitting 19% of their outside shots. Mount Mercy hitting 24% of theirs. The free throws have been the difference maker for Mount Mercy. 28 free throws, they have hit 21. For Benedictine, half that many. 14 free throws, they have hit 11. A 10-point free throw differential, and the Ravens are down 5. So you can kind of do the math there, and you can be a little frustrated with how that has gone. Fouls, Benedictine has committed 19. Now Mercy, 16. But the Raven fouls have been those where guys are driving the lane and ending up getting on the free throw line. And now we're going to have a quick whistle. Both coaches are coming over to the scorer's table, and nobody seems to be quite certain what's going on. And now the trio of officials is going to come together in the middle of the court. I'm not sure they're quite all on the same page as to what's transpiring here. We'll wait for them to give some kind of an explanation. Whatever he's selling Coach Moody, I'm not sure Coach Moody's interested in. It will be put in play from the back court. Mount Mercy will have the ball. They have a 5-point lead, and there are 16 seconds remaining. MMU will put it in. It's a little accidental contact, and Drew Purdy has bumped into a Mount Mercy player and fouled him. 16 seconds left, and that foul occurred before the ball ever comes into play. We're going to go to the other end of the floor. And now the officials coming together again late in this game. Again, with 16 seconds left. I'm not sure. We're hanging on to it here, Joseph, once more. Not sure if they're trying to decide if there was anything flagrant about that foul. I didn't really think so. I think they just a couple of athletes playing really hard. They got kind of their feet tangled up. We'll see what these guys say. They will head over to the scorer's table, and we'll try to kind of iron this out. Coach Moody's up there. And what are you going to do, guys? Are they going to go to the review? Oh, for the first time today, we're going to get the video out. We have not had that. And now this is something I've never seen. All three officials are huddled around the screen. Never seen that. It's always two officials at the screen and one official out on the floor holding the game ball. But in this instance, all three of our crew are huddled up and hunkered up around the video replay, which is on the end of the scorer's table adjacent immediately to the Mount Mercy bench. 16.1 seconds to go in the game. Ravens down 73-68. And that 5-point differential is not in itself by any stretch insurmountable. So far this afternoon, Deglum Sullivan leads Benedictine in scoring with his 21 points. Drew Purdy in double figures with 10. for Mount Mercy. Three players in double-digit scoring right now. It's Aiden Price, 19. Brayson LeBoux with 18. And Jackson Freed with 13 points for the Mustangs. Well, now that the officials have viewed it, now they've come out of the court and are discussing what they had viewed. Preston Reynolds for Benedict in 9 points. 7 apiece then for LaRue and Parker and Sidgwick. Jack Vanderwoody, 2 of 10 and 0 of 6 from outside today, has 4 points. Harrison Kissling is 1 of 5 for 3 points this afternoon. They are going to say Mount Mercy's coming to the free throw line. I don't think they saw anything egregious. And MMU will come to the stripe. A couple of shots right here. Front one, they've been good, and they hit another one. Mount Mercy down the stretch has been strong at the free throw line, and that first one is up and good. Mount Mercy goes up by 6. This is a big one for a 3-possession game, and he'll get them both. 75-68, Ravens down the floor. They'll cut into the lane, feed underneath, and the two-handed layup by Purdy misses. Two-handed layup by Purdy misses, and finally put back by Preston. And a quick Raven foul with 3 seconds to go, and Harrison Kissling. I'm going to put Aiden Price at the free throw line on the other end of the court. 3 seconds left. Mount Mercy by 5. And up there again, and it's going to be Aiden Price. He has been fantastic today. 7 of 9 at the free throw line. He's going to have double-digit free throws. Jackson Freed has double-digit free throws already. And the first shot here is good. It's 76-70. This one got them both. 77-70. And the clock will expire, and that is going to be your final score. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Mount Mercy, 77, Benedictine, 70. We'll return shortly.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Well, 77-70, Mount Mercy is able to hold on to win over the Ravens this afternoon. And for Mount Mercy, they get to 500 on the season at 13-13, 8-10 in the conference. And let's look at the scoring for the ball game today. For the Mustangs, big games for Aiden Price and Brayson LeBoux, 21 and 20 points respectively. Jackson Freed with 13. Adam Yamakowski with an 8-point game, 4 apiece for Nikolic and Willis, 3 for Cameron Williams, and Faria and Schroeder each had 2 for Benedictine. 21 for Declan Sullivan, 8 of 16, hitting half of his shots and 5 of 6 at the free throw line with 5 rebounds. Preston Reynolds, a double-double. 11 points, 13 rebounds. Drew Purdy with 10 today. Drew 10 points on 3 of 13 shooting, 1 of 8 from outside. The Ravens did not shoot well from the perimeter today. 7 points each for LaRue and Parker and Sidgwick. Vanderwoody, 0 for 6 from outside, hit 2 of 10 for 4 points. And Harrison Kissling with 3 on the afternoon. For Benedictine, Ravens end up hitting 40% of their shots, 27-66. Mount Mercy hit 40% of their shots, 23-57. From the outside, Ravens hit 19% on 5-26. Mount Mercy only hit one more three-point shot than the Ravens, 6-25. The difference, the free throws, and that difference is absolutely remarkable. Benedictine, they did well at the free throw line. Man, you've got to take 78.6%. 11 of 14 at the line for the Ravens today, but Mount Mercy, 25 of 32. They also shot 78%, a great number, but they scored the Ravens by 14 at the free throw line as they took, what, 18 more shots today. Wow, big deal. So that's kind of the thing today. Turnovers were almost identical at 5 and 6. Rebounds very similar at 40-43. There were no other numbers that jumped off the page except the fouls and the free throws. So, again, for Benedictine, the Ravens' record will move now to 14-12 and 10-8 on the season. Mount Mercy, 13-13, 8-10. Up next for Benedictine, it is a home date with Park in the Nolan Gymnasium Wednesday. Ladies game at 5:30, the guys game at 7:30. It is going to be your final opportunity to see the Ravens in the regular season at home. Your final chance to see the men and women playing on the same night at home. After that, it'll be postseason play, and it'll be one or the other, but single games. You want to see them both. You want to see that final home game of the year. Get up to the Nolan Wednesday night with Park. And then a week from today, we're going to be in Olathe, Kansas. Two huge games, Benedictine at Mid-America in the regular season finale. Got to thank you for having joined us this afternoon in game one today. An impressive victory for the Benedictine Lady Ravens as they win it 82-44. And in the second game tonight, Mount Mercy hangs on for a 77-70 win. Got to thank you for having been with us, spending your Valentine's Day with Joseph and I. We appreciate that thought. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph in the studio, well done, young man. Appreciate what you do. Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.